B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ray, how can we help you, sir?
Hey. Yeah. So, I've been having this great chemistry with a girl, and it kind of just disappeared. Let me explain.
Okay.
So, it's been a couple weeks now, and we went on dates, you know, I'm sure you're right, took her out to dinner and movies and all. We text every day. You know, I called her here and there, and literally she won't reply to me on anything. It's like, you know, she disappeared.
What the hell did you do?
I have no idea. I mean, we just celebrated her kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Like, I even offered up, you know, my building. Like, I own a place. I was like, hey, we can have it here. And it went great. And then we were chatting the next day. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
That's what it is, yeah. Right there. That's what it is.
She just wanted to use my building.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, I 100% believe that. Think about it, man. That's like, she's saving money. She used you. She got what she wanted. It's like when somebody wants to break up. Maybe you did something before. Do you think you maybe did something before that she maybe was thinking about breaking up with you? Because it could be that thing where someone, like, right now, they want to dump their boyfriend, but they're like, you know what? Let me just hang out for 2 more months. I'll get a Christmas gift out of it, and then I'll dump him. Do you think maybe you did something?
I don't know why. Like I said, I feel like, you know, I don't think I said anything wrong. I mean, we've been texting, like, all day. I feel like I would have, you know, realized it.
All right, well, we'll try and get you another date, but if she's using you, we'll give her a piece of our mind. Don't you worry, Ray.
All right, sounds great.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10s. All right, we just spoke to Ray. I'm guessing that he was getting used because he said he had some great dates with this girl by the name of Amy. She had a birthday party for her kid coming up. He happens to own a building or some sort, and he let her have it at his place for free. And as soon as that happened, boom, she's gone.
Gone.
She's ghosting his ass. So we're going to try and call her right now and, you know, just prepare yourself for some bad news in that regard, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay quiet, sir.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amy?
This is she.
Oh, perfect. Amy, please do not hang up. I can explain who we are and why we're calling. This is the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we got your phone number.
So we got
your phone number from a gentleman who likes you, okay? He gave us your number. And the reason we're calling you is because we want to offer you a date with this gentleman at the location of your choice, whenever you're free. So basically, here's the deal in a nutshell. You pick a nice restaurant you'd like to go to. You tell us when you're free. We'll pay for everything. All you got to do is show up. This guy's going to show up, and you see if you hit it off. Have a little chemistry. And I'll even tell you his name.
Okay.
Does it sound good?
It's a lot of information. Yeah, you know.
Does that sound?
I'm a little confused, but I'm with you.
Okay, you're with. Okay, so far. So basically, free date if you say yes, and the guy's name is Ray. Now, and you actually hung out with him already.
Oh, Ray?
Ray, who apparently he said you guys went on a couple dates, and then the last time he saw you was at a birthday party for your son.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't really know what's going on, but I'm not interested in whatever that is.
No. What's going on is Ray would like, he thought that you guys had something good going, but he all of a sudden he said that you stopped responding to him and not texting him, not calling him. He's a little confused as to why.
Did Ray tell you what he does for a living?
He told us that you had a birthday party for your kid at a place that he owns.
Okay, so you have half the story then. Have you heard of
No.
It's a strip club?
No, I haven't heard of that strip club. Why?
That's the building that Ray is talking about.
Wait.
Hold on.
How old's your son?
5.
You're 5 years.
He had your 5-year-old birthday party at a strip club?
Yes, and I didn't know that. I mean, he described the space to me and showed me pictures, but I didn't. And then we show up in the middle of the day in a strip club with a bunch of children, and it was so embarrassing.
What?
Wait, hold up. But was...
Oh, my God.
Were they open?
Yeah. Was it open for business?
No, I guess there's, like, a space in the back that isn't for... Like, we didn't come in through the front door. We didn't realize where we were at first. Like, I have mothers that aren't speaking to me now, even though I didn't know.
Well, hold on a second. I hate to break this to you, but Ray is on the phone, if he's still there. Ray!
Yeah. I don't know what the big deal is. Like, I provided a free space. I saved you tons of money. I provided, like, drinks and all that. Like, it's not like the kids, you know, came in and saw, like, or anything. Like, you know, all they did was, like, see a stage. They walked past it. It's the same thing, you know. All it's missing is, like, you know, a mouse with a guitar or something.
It's not the same thing. It's completely inappropriate. And if you had been honest with me about what the space was, I would have told you no. And I didn't ask you to provide any of that stuff you offered. So I don't owe you anything. You're delusional if you think that this is going to happen. This is so weird. You're insane.
So is that a no to another? I mean, it was just he tried to help you, Amy.
It's a no.
Finally, you're going to get a bill in the mail then.
You know what, Ray? Just lose my numbers and have fun with your strippers. You're a piece of shit.
Whatever. I hate kids anyway.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
We're going to find out how a small little mistake, small little incident from your past can completely ruin your chance at love. Listen mañana at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.